When rejection, loneliness, anger, or overthinking fills your mind, you may feel as though you must solve everything immediately. You may believe you need to understand every motive, repair every relationship, answer every accusation, or make the painful feeling disappear. But resilience often begins with one embodied step with God. An embodied step is a small action involving your whole organic human life, your spiritual life, your thoughts, your emotions, your body, your relationships, and your present responsibilities. The ground tool can help you take that step. Ground stands for give the thought to God, return to the present moment, open the body to wise care, use one scripture sentence. Notice the next faithful action, do it with Christ. Let us practice each movement. First, give the thought to God. Name the thought plainly. You might pray, Lord, I keep thinking that no one wants me. Lord, I keep replaying what was said. Lord, I am angry and imagining how I will get even. Lord, I feel alone. You do not need polished language. God already knows what is happening inside you. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your worries on him because he cares for you. You are not throwing the thought into emptiness. You are entrusting it to the God who cares for you. Second, return to the present moment. Look around you. Name 5 things you can see. Name 4 things you can physically feel. Name 3 things you can hear. Name 2 things you can smell. Then name 1 thing for which you can thank God. This practice does not deny the past. It reminds your mind and body that you are here in this moment with God. Third, open the body to wise care. Take a slow breath, relax your shoulders, unclench your hands, drink a glass of water, stand up, stretch, walk for a few minutes, rest if you are exhausted, eat something nourishing if you have neglected food. Wise bodily care is not selfish. You are an embodied soul created by God. Physical care may not solve the entire problem, but it can reduce the pressure that makes clear thinking more difficult. Fourth, use one scripture sentence. Choose a short passage that you can remember. You might say, Yahweh is my shepherd. From Psalm 23, Yahweh is near to those who have a broken heart. From Psalm 34, cast your burden on Yahweh and he will sustain you. From Psalm 55, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. From Romans 8, do not use scripture as a weapon against your emotions. Use it as truth welcomed into your emotions. You can say, I feel alone and the Lord is my shepherd. I feel rejected and my identity remains secure in Christ. I feel angry and God can help me respond without sin. I do not know what will happen and I can entrust myself to God. Fifth, notice the next faithful action. Do not begin with the entire future. Ask, what is the next faithful thing? It might be sending one appropriate message. It might be waiting before sending a message. It might be apologizing. It might be setting a boundary. It might be calling a trusted friend. It might be making an appointment with a pastor, counselor, physician, or other qualified helper. It might be returning to your work. It might be turning off your phone and preparing for sleep. Choose an action that fits reality. Finally, do it with Christ. You are not trying to prove that you are strong. You are practicing the presence of Jesus in an ordinary step. You can pray, Lord Jesus, walk with me as I do this. The ground tool does not promise that every painful thought will disappear. The other person may not change. The relationship may remain difficult. Loneliness may take time to address. Anger may need deeper reflection, but the mental loop does not have to control the next moment. You can give the thought to God. You can return to the present. You can care for your body. You can speak one scripture sentence. You can notice one faithful action. You can do it with Christ. That is how resilience grows. Not always through one dramatic breakthrough, often through one faithful, embodied step at a time.